The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
And good morning, everyone, on a Friday morning, the 20th of November, 2020, a conspiracy so vast. Good morning, everyone. 710 KNUS Weather Center, weather 51, the high today. Tomorrow on a Saturday, breaks down 49, 48 on Sunday. And then back in the middle 50s, we come back to work on Monday. A conspiracy so vast. It was an amazing display yesterday. The press conference that was held, they're now being dubbed Donald Trump's legal team. And we both watched it. Most of us have watched it. I appeared with Stefan and Randy on Stefan's show. A conspiracy so vast. I spent hours reading last night. And, man, here we go. Tom has the news.
Yes, we do. Thank you very much, Peter. Just before we get to that story, level red restrictions go into effect today in 15 Colorado counties, including all Denver metro counties, except for Weld County. Restaurants are no longer able to have inside dining effective today. Ski areas, however, are allowed to remain open. Coronavirus cases continue to surge in states throughout the nation, with hospitalizations and deaths rising. And that includes Colorado. Governor Polis was one of several bipartisan governors who joined President-elect Joe Biden. I guess I should put it this way. One of several governors who joined President-elect Joe Biden in a bipartisan discussion on COVID-19. Biden says there will be no nationwide shutdown, but shutdown's decisions and his administration will be in the hands of local officials. Meanwhile, the CDC has issued Thanksgiving guidelines limiting celebrations to people living in the same household and not traveling to other households. This news is sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments, and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. And now to that story. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Trump attorney Sidney Powell presented claims they say are backed by over 800 sworn affidavits of widespread and coordinated voting fraud in the presidential election. The claims include Dominion computer systems used by many states alleging flipping votes to Biden that were originally posted for Trump. The company issued a statement countering the claims, saying it's plainly a nonpartisan company. Giuliani called the allegations an equivalent to an opening statement in a court proceeding. Clearly, the affidavits are just allegations until an actual court proceeding takes place.
No, I mean, I'm just, last night I was up until 10 o'clock reading the stories, looking at them. This conspiracy, and they wove it together. Hugo Chavez, China, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, testimony on the internet, ballots which arrived in trucks, New Jersey voters who crossed the Camden, and the, meaning crossed out of Camden, crossed to Camden, hack judges, vote counters in Germany and Spain, Democratic political machines like Mayor Daley in Chicago, the fake news media, and Joe Biden. I mean, I watched this 90-minute press conference. I watched it twice. It is amazing. I mean, I'm trying to keep score. The press conference that Donald Trump apparently praised afterward. It was unbelievable. I was trying to write down the people, and Billy and I were talking about it. Instead of that, they call themselves the Elite Strike Force team working on behalf of the president. Tommy, it was Hugo Chavez. It was China, the PRC. Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, Soros, testimony on the internet, ballots that arrived in trucks. Giuliani went out of his way to talk about New Jersey voters who crossed to Camden. Hack judges, vote counters abroad in Germany and Spain, Democratic political machines like dailies. And on this morning, they all woke up. And there's a central power that, you know, the spider in the web, the central power that this plan was enacted, the Kraken. This is going to be a hell of a radio show this morning.
Oh, boy.
Man.
And
all right.
You're covering it all.
I don't know.
As much as you can.
Much as I can understand it.
You bet.
Yeah.
The state of Georgia has certified Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election recount there. A recount of Wisconsin votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties is underway in that state with a December 1 deadline. A man who calls himself Psycho is in custody in connection with a discovery of human remains in southern Colorado. Andre Barros was located and arrested by Colorado ATF agents in Gallup, New Mexico. In-N-Out Burgers opens today in Aurora near the town center, as well as in Colorado Springs. Drive-through and to-go orders will be available, but because of COVID-19 and the restrictions.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We've got In-N-Out Burger.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe that's going to be Thanksgiving dinner.
You have no idea.
European stocks gained ground in early trading today after being mixed at the opening. Stock markets were up in Asia. On Wall Street, S&P and Dow futures are down in the neighborhood of 0.2%. NASDAQ futures are up slightly at 0.1%. And Pete, the next time the sun rises in the most northern town in Alaska, will be 2021. The sun has set for the last time in Utqiagvik, Alaska.
That's it.
Won't rise again for more than 2 months.
And now it's amazing. I mean, you read about those guys. And,
I know.
You know, then there's a moment sometime, I guess, in June that the sun never goes down.
That's exactly
that's
right.
That's good stuff.
And my grandmother is from Sweden, and she would describe to
me
how she would watch the sun that never went down. Mm-hmm. It would just go and then sort of turn around.
Yeah. The guys will tell you, I mean, I've been to Alaska a couple times. They have great stories about, you know, what they do. And, you know, there's especially problems with demon rum, you know, like it's never, it's always nighttime, you know.
That'll do it.
Let's rock and roll. All right. Good morning, everyone. 303-696-1971. Randy Corcoran up and with us at 6 o'clock this morning. Maybe Stefan Rob Nelson's with us. I watched it. Stefan and I, we talked about this. We had lunch yesterday, and I left the gym and gone to lunch, and Steph came in and he said, did you watch that press conference? And I said, no, I had not, but I had planned on it. I was more interested in what Lynn Wood was going to do in Georgia. And so I, you know, what I can do with the phone, and I'm looking, and all they're doing is attacking Giuliani for the hair dye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting when you watched the press conference. Both Rudolph Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, they were scolding the media. This is what you're going to do to us. This is what you're going to do to us. This is what you're going to do to us. And that's what they did.
And they did.
And the Drudge Report, that's really, you know, no longer the Drudge Report, they've had a field day with Giuliani's face and the streaming hair dye. So I watched it again. I watched it when I got home from lunch with Stefan, and I watched it again last night to show prep. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. In reading other journals other than these people, the answer, they're saying there was no evidence that U.S. votes were sent to another country or counted there. They deny that. Now, again, this is he said, she said. But they said the process of counting votes outside the country. And one of the things that Sidney Powell said, your votes were being counted in Germany and Spain. How many of you knew that? Well, I didn't know it. And the answer is, or apparently the retort is, no. There's no evidence that U.S. votes were sent to another country or counted there. But again, I'm at the same point. Billy and I talked about this last night. We talked about it again this morning. I don't think somebody signing an affidavit is evidence. We have been through this with that postal worker who said he saw it, and so he signed it, and then when he had to go under oath, he said, well, not really. Now, I don't know. I mean, it was so well laid out. And, you know, I have a proclivity to believe these kinds of things anyhow. But I was trying to put a list together. What really are they saying? What are they making these claims? It is your turn, by the way. 303-696-1971. It's going to get good. This they call themselves a strike force. And the press conference was at the Four Seasons. And They did the Four Seasons press conference before then to go into D.C., and I was trying to write down who they are accusing. That's why I had to watch it twice. Now, they outlined a conspiracy that wove through Hugo Chavez, the PRC, China, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation. George Soros came up. They say they found testimony on the internet, ballots which arrived in trucks and, you know, boxes, and New Jersey voters who crossed to Camden, hacked judges, vote counters in Germany and in Spain, Democratic political machines, and they mentioned Daley, and that was true. But there was also Giuliani, who prosecuted the mob. It was the mob, too. And, you know, Giuliani broke the Godfathers. He's the one that broke the Godfathers. But if you know the history of Jack Kennedy and Richard Nixon and what happened, yeah, it was Daley, but it was also the organized crime boys that did that. It was the mob. It was Sam Giancana and Tony Arcardo and those guys. They're the ones that did that one. And they also fixed West Virginia. But so they also, Jenna Ellis was angry when somebody, some audience person, some media person, ask for evidence, and you're asking for evidence, and she said, I quote, I wrote this down, your question is fundamentally flawed when you're asking, where's the evidence? Well, it's been a theme on the morning show. Where's the evidence? Sidney Powell had released a kraken, which is this mythical sea creature, you know, from Greek mythology. The press conference, by the way, that was announced by Donald Trump, it was 90 minutes, almost 2 hours when they got done questioning, and it was interesting. Boy, and they were taking no prisoners with the press. And what fake news?
Yeah,
that
right.
Oh, that was beauty. I mean, I had about 100 friends calling me last. Hey, Boyles, I said, yeah, I saw it. Which fake news outfit are you representing? So 303-696-1971, a conspiracy so vast.
I mean, huge.
Huge. And then when Giuliani on two occasions comes back to, there's a prime mover in all of this, which to me was like, okay, here we go. That he said, do you think that these governors, the Democratic governors, all woke up that morning or mid-evening or whenever they did it and kicked in this, you know, we're behind or you know, Trump's ahead and we got to knock it down. So start bringing the ballots. And he quoted Joe Biden saying, Biden said, we got the best fraud guys. He said, he was right. They do. There's currently, I can't find, and big deal, I can't find it, but there's no evidence that the votes were sent to another country. I can't find it. That doesn't mean it isn't real. And I'm no, you know, I'm not Mr. Machine when it comes to the internet or anything else. A conspiracy so vast. And those were the things that were said by Joe McCarthy. You know, this. There was a conspiracy that is so vast. And so I want to know what you think. And they say they've uncovered this vast conspiracy. And in Michigan, they spent a lot of time on Michigan and Philadelphia. yesterday in Georgia, by the way. Biden kept the lead after the recounting, and Giuliani said the recount means nothing. And I thought to myself, are we blind allying this? The Georgia Secretary of State announced, I'm reading this, Thursday, the completion of the state's hand recount of votes cast. And it said Joe Biden kept the lead. A manual tally, 5 million votes cast. They began recounting November the 13th. And it doesn't matter. Giuliani said it doesn't matter. Here we are. All right, who wants a shot at this?
Oh, boy.
All right, Steve does. All right, hey, Steve, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Bubba.
Listen, I took something away from that different. I watched the press conference.
I did, too.
And then I flipped it over to Fox News shortly after.
I did not.
The daily briefing was on.
Yeah.
And Rove had a vein sticking out of his forehead. He was sputtering and carrying on. I mean, you know, of course he said they got to prove it, but he's going, the Clinton Foundation, and he's just carrying on and carrying on. I mean, he was puffed up. He couldn't even handle himself. He exposed himself yesterday.
Well, you know, listen.
I mean, we all know who he is, but I mean, he really let it out.
Let's go slow. He's George Bush's brain. You know
exactly.
That. Number two, if you remember the night that Trump won, and he did everything he could to try and stop that, showing some all kinds of. So he's Karl Rove. He is a despicable human being.
Yes, he is.
Always has been, always will be. But that doesn't take away from what you watched yesterday.
Oh,
and,
by the way,
as an aside, from I love watching Nielsen ratings. Fox News has dropped like a rock in Nielsen's.
Yeah, listen, I haven't watched them for a while. I've been watching Newsmax.
Well, the point of it is that Fox, which always, you know, champions itself, it's like two big losers, the NFL and Fox News.
Right. Exactly correct.
And it's for real.
I agree with you. Mean, I will say this, and what they said yesterday was some fantastic stuff, but I think the Democrats had to cheat so big.
But think about this.
To get ahead, they had to get out there and really do it up big, and I think that may be their undoing. I'm not going to count Trump out until this deal's over, because this guy never quits.
It's now just not the NSA, it's the FBI. Joe McCarthy, when he began a conspiracy so vast, because he was talking about, you know, McCarthy, well, it's McCarthyism and that,
right.
The vast conspiracy. But ballots arriving in trucks and New Jersey voters crossing the Camden and vote counters in Germany and Spain and Democratic political machines and that all of these. It's staggering.
It's too big to believe, but could be possible.
Possible is an interesting word, and we're gonna. We thought we had Joe Altman back today. We don't, but he used the term thousands, or he believed thousands. It doesn't matter. Do you know how many people have to be involved in this conspiracy?
Oh yeah. I believe that's possible too. I mean, the globalist machine is a big deal.
Well, I understand, but
I've read a lot about it. There's a lot of people involved.
But are you going to, well, you know, it's...
I'm not going to the bank with it, but right. I'm not going to discount it either.
It was rough.
Look what they've thrown at Trump. They've thrown everything but the kitchen sink at
him.
Bounced off.
I remember, here comes the sink.
Right.
What I think, last night I was talking to some inner circle people, friends, and I really do think this sets up the government in exile. I mean, Trump can do the mic drop now.
Well, that's a possibility.
Oh, listen, I think it's beyond that. And, you know, it's one of my original ideas, one I've had in about 300 years. But I think that if they use this as their shield, they don't have time. I don't believe there's enough time. I mean, we're under 4 weeks.
Right. You could be right about that. Time's
a
problem.
And so he walks. He walks. All right, man. Thanks.
I just got one thing.
All right.
Did you watch the rocket launch the other day?
I watched it on a replay, yeah.
I watched it live, and then I watched the one earlier in the summer, too.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen to that when Biden comes back into power?
Well, I hadn't even thought of that.
Bye, NASA.
Hadn't thought of that. All right, man, here we go. Joe, you're on the radio show. Good morning, and thank you.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey.
Pete,
yes.
How many people were involved in the dossier conspiracy? I mean, what did you not watch what happened the last 4 years? I mean, there were literally thousands of people that participated.
Go slow, Joe. One doesn't make two. What I'm saying, I've followed. Whoa, Joe! There's been.
I don't know why you're cutting me off.
I'm not cutting you off. I just want to slow you down. Now, one doesn't make two. What I'm saying to you is this is an incredibly vast conspiracy that was painted out yesterday. Okay, now take it from there. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, right in front of your eyes, you watched them switch 20-some-odd hundred votes just in the first-hand recount. What did you not see there?
But did it change?
There's 2,500 votes that were switched.
You're talking about the Georgia? What are you talking about? Georgia, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, that's the first recount.
Joe, slow down with me. Which state are you talking about the vote switching took place?
Okay, I'm starting with Georgia because that's where they're doing recounts.
They did the recount. It's finished.
Okay, when you say it's finished, you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting?
There were 2,500 votes that switched from Biden to Trump in the recount because they made, quote, errors, unquote.
Well,
What did you not see?
Joe, don't come at me like that because I'm not going to put up with it. The Georgia Secretary of State announced yesterday the completion of the state's hand count of the votes cast in 2020. It affirms Joe Biden.
That's the first count.
All right. The recount that took place and was completed yesterday, the results came in. The recount consisted of a full manual tally of 5 million votes cast. They began the recount November the 13th. The office was required to certify the results by Friday, today. Now, here's the initial results found Biden ahead of President Trump by 14,000 votes. The recount had Joe Biden ahead by 12,284 votes. The Secretary of State's office said the variations are the results, and they anticipated the results, but if that's what you're talking about, I think it's a legit.
Well, they said they were human error.
Well, here's what they said. I'll read it to you. The differential of audit results from the original machine-counted results are well within the expected margin of error, human error, that occurred when hand-counting ballots. Now, the Secretary of State also cited a study finding that hand-counting of votes in post-election audits or recount procedures results in error rates of up to 2%.
Okay. So, one thing that you didn't mention there is that the first audit, this audit, if it results in an under a half of a percent error, then the president candidate is entitled to a second hand recount. And also, during the last recount, they did not evaluate the signature matching in the evaluation.
The Linwood lawsuit is about signatures on the outside of envelopes on absentee ballots, military ballots principally.
I'm not talking about the lawsuit.
I am. Listen, well, that's what I just said. All right, never mind. So,
well, can I just finish my thought?
Of course you can, but you're not going to run at it this way. But go ahead.
Well, here, after this recount, the candidate has the option, if it's under a half of a percent, to have another recount.
Fine, then get another recount if that's what you want to have done.
Well, there's one difference. This time, they're going to evaluate whether the signature on the ballots, in Georgia, they have a signature on the ballot,
is actually
matching the signature on the request for the absentee vote.
That's Linwood's lawsuit. And the Linwood lawsuit is about do the envelopes match the ballots? And if you want a third recount, that's fine. I'm not arguing that.
It's a second recount.
No, they did the first count, then the second is the recount, now the third count.
The first count was just an audit.
All right, listen, Joe. The first one is the night of the election. That's the count. Then you got the second count. Now you'd have a third count.
Okay.
Take the last comment.
All the second count was they evaluated every box of votes and said, this is how many. And then when they go back and they say, no, that's not how many is in that box.
Not what
and
they
then
said.
They say, oh, okay, well, we have to adjust that number.
No, that's not what was said. That wasn't said. It was, look, Georgia is one of the places that I found myself being drawn into. Lynn Wood's lawsuit, which was I thought was going to be filed, now we expect them to file it today, is about the absentee ballots and signature matches. But the counts, you've had an initial count, another count, and if you want a third count, that's fine.
But they're going to ask for a third count,
fine.
Pete.
And they're going to have to pay for it, too.
That's right. And guess what's going to happen?
What?
The same thing that happened in the first count.
So it ain't
going to
matter.
To find,
but then why count?
They might find 10,000 this time.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, I'm not arguing that you can't. Look, Donald Trump is entitled to any and everything he wants to do up until that point. You know that. But they have to. There's an electoral college date coming. And all of these lawsuits that I'm reading are talking about stopping certification of the vote. They're not talking about this is wrong or that's wrong, but they're talking about stopping it. They don't want Michigan or Georgia or Pennsylvania to certify the count. Would you agree?
I would agree that that's, if I was a representative
in
Georgia,
boom, boom, boom.
I would not certify the vote.
I know you would not do it, but the idea of
there is a Republican Congress in Georgia.
All right, man. Okay, thank you. But
I have one comment.
All right, go ahead.
I just have one comment. There was two reasons if President Trump loses. There were two reasons why this election was lost. One was that the Republicans like George Bush and Mitt Romney campaigned avidly against President Trump. There were Republicans that did that. And then the second reason why is that conservative media, like you, believed there was a difference between
it's me. I'm a big George.
You were in good company with Mitt Romney and George Bush helping to defeat Donald Trump.
You know, you've heard me really defend George Bush, haven't you?
Well, I understand, but you were on the same side in this election. You told us that the polls were right.
No,
Pete.
I didn't. I said none of those things. I never supported George Bush. I'm the most
But you said the polls were correct.
Oh, yeah. In Colorado, they were.
And they were not, Pete.
Oh, so wait a minute. One more. Did Cory Gardner really win?
Oh, you mean here in communist Colorado?
All right. 303-696-1971. 710 KNUS. Christmas is warm. You want things to be nice. Family and friends, it's your heat. I knew this would go this way. Heating and plumbing, what are you laughing at, right?
Yeah.
Heating and plumbing needs to get to the top of the shop. Mighty Plumbing and Heating, I've had them out to the house. Furnace safety check, $69. Add on a cleaning of a drain for $69 for a limited time. Mighty Plumbing and Heating takes care of all your plumbing and heating repairs and replacements. The best equipment, they are just really the best. So, as you know, it's a really beautiful day today, 51. It's going to be cold, 23 degrees on Sunday night. If you don't have anybody that's come out and looked at your furnace for a long time, let Kevin and the guys do it. Mighty Plumbing and Heating. They also do a drain clean for you. There's no hassle with scheduling. They come out, they wear masks, they use the safest COVID practices. They really do background. It's the first time I've been accused of a Bush supporter. They really do this. Only the best and most reliable in-service quality by our friends. Mighty Heating and Plumbing. Call them at 720-340-1950. Kevin and these guys are really special. 720-340-1950. Take the deal today.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
You knew this job was dangerous when you took it Friday morning, November 20, 2020. It's really an interesting number this morning. Friday and 51 will be the high, 49 tomorrow and 48 on Sunday. Like most of the world, I was at lunch with Stefan and heard about the press conference that was hosted by three different people in terms of what's going on in the election in this country. And it was Rudolph Giuliani had the point, so I went home and watched it. Actually, I watched it twice and I took notes. And it was interesting to me that they outlined a conspiracy that really wove through Hugo Chavez, through the PRC, Cuba, Venezuela, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, ballots and arriving in paper in barrels and trucks, testimony, the New Jersey voters who crossed to Camden, hack judges, voter counters in Germany and Spain, political machinery. But it all gets down to this moment of the morning when everybody kicks it in. And all these governors in these states that are in debate right now, all acting in concert, led by a central power to kick this in. Back to the phones. We start with Rick. Rick, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Well, you made most of one of my points. I had 2 points. The first one was that when the Democrats steal an election, they steal it 15 different ways. And a couple of the scams that you didn't mention were nursing home and long care facilities.
Yeah, but I've just mentioned what was said yesterday. I'm not talking about other.
Right. I'm making my point. All right. Adding to it.
All right.
And ballot harvesting and destroying Republican ballots from Republicans. They come at it from 15 different ways so that they can't go to court and say, oh, dead people voting swung the election. Well, it didn't swing the election. No, the 15 different scams swung the election.
Well, the dead people scam has been brought up and found not to be true. I mean, the charge in one
that's
of the
not true. Well, what you said is not true.
Well, one of the lawsuits charges, and I think it may be in Georgia, that dead people voted, and it didn't turn out to be true. I'm not looking to fight with people. I'm just looking for where truth doesn't have a side. I think you know that.
The truth is the truth. Don't believe that.
Well, I know
we believe that.
I understand that, but you use the operative word believe.
In what context? I said believe about what?
Well, you said we believe it.
In the truth that there's.
Yeah,
a,
I mean,
there's
one of the claims three different Trump campaign claims of dead people voting in Georgia. I've been focusing on Georgia and Pennsylvania for knowledge. But three Trump campaign lawsuit claims were dead people voted in Georgia, and it turned out not to be true. It's not that I don't want this to be true. It turned out not to be true.
What is the citation that you're citing?
Oh, my heavens.
Because I have not seen that.
Okay, well, the lawsuit, Atlanta attorney Linwood supports
What's
Trump.
The case?
All right, and well, here again. And they're going for a court order to prevent Georgia from certifying its results. And they're calling in for mail-in ballots not to be included in totals. This gets to the dead people. And he's seeking to throw out these consent agreements reached by the Georgia Secretary of State in March 6th. And a decree was put in place procedures to verify ballot signatures. Now we're going to read. A group of four voters voluntarily withdrew their lawsuits after arguing in a complaint that excluded voters from 8 counties saying ballots weren't cast legally. Three campaign claims of dead people voting in Georgia turned out not to be true. Georgia undertook an automatic recount. And the closeness of the margin conducted a hand count, which we just got done talking about getting yelled at. Officials are expecting to announce that result, and that result came, and the result said Biden keeps a lead. And they find so Giuliani came out and said that means nothing. So, your turn.
Can I ask what source is that you're reading from?
Oh, I'm reading from all kinds of different places. I put them together.
Okay, that's your synopsis.
Tell me it's not true.
Wait a minute, stop again.
Is that a lie that I just read?
Two things. I'll tell you what it is.
It's a yes or no. It's a lie, Peter.
They asserted that it wasn't true, and I don't know what the facts are. So I want to know what the facts are when they say.
Well, then why don't you, before you call the radio show and say it's not true, why don't you go do what I did? Spend some time doing it.
I've seen documentation of dead people voting all over the country.
My friend, I can tell you, you know, Lyndon Johnson. And,
see, this is what you do. You focus on one tree in the forest, and you say the forest isn't there.
I'm not saying anything. I'm using.
Let me tell you one thing. Let me tell you my other point. Let me tell you my other point. People can decide for themselves.
Okay.
The other point is that Sidney Powell, who represented General Flynn, was truthful and accurate in every assertion about his defense. Not only that, she was proven true about every accusation she made against the FBI and the Justice Department. She has credibility. Rudy Giuliani investigated Hunter Biden, Ukraine, China for 2 years. The media said everything in the world against him. Everything that he asserted has been proven true in documentation and testimony by real people. So in terms of valid sources, I credit them.
Good.
I don't credit.
Okay.
I'd have to examine these sources.
That Fair enough. All right. Well, like I said, you know, it's about, you know, I thought the press conference.
It's about letting the Democrats get away with stealing the country.
That's what I really want. All right. Okay. 303-696-1971. We got to take a break. I said to Billy last night, we were gaining on the show. I said, I know it's going to get intense. I loved it. I thought it was an incredible press conference. The guy, you know, blew me apart. I went, wow. And then I settled in and started to look at things. And I want you to let this sink in. I know that people want things to happen. And I was trying to tie this thing together just for me to put my brain on it, to bring it into the radio show. They outline a conspiracy of Hugo Chavez, China, Venezuela, Cuba, the Clinton Foundation, George Soros, on the internet testimony ballots arriving in trucks and cardboard boxes. New Jersey voters who crossed to Camden. Hack judges. Vote counters in Germany, vote counters in Spain that Sidney Powell, who was just cited, said the American people don't know their votes were counted in foreign countries. I'm reading last night. Again, all we can do is read, but try and prep for the show. At least know what you're going to do. He said, no, that never happened. I don't know. And then he mentioned Daley, and Daley was a rib. It really was. They did do that. They stole Jack Kennedy. They stole for Jack Kennedy. Jan Ellis got Billy's screaming in a break. All right. According to a recent survey, 51% of adults believe the COVID-19 is worse than the Great American Depression. They would be wrong. The Great American Depression was light years worse. So whether it's a job loss or helping your adult kid financially or elsewhere, there's a stressful time. We need to be smart with our money, with our budget. We need to do to protect ourselves. And who knows if there is going to be a President Biden? Who knows what's going to happen to the prime rate? All I know is you better lock it in today. Call American. Get a free mortgage review. I've been telling you about being able to save up to $1,000 a day. I mean, I did it. American Financing Today, 303-695-7000. 303-695-7000. Apply online, AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Listen live at radio.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is 5:50, 10 before the hour. We have jammed up lines. It is a Friday. Expected all of this. 51 will be the high. 49 on Saturday, 48 on Sunday. Imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade next Wednesday. Ought to be a hoot. The dead guy claim was kicked out of court. When I read this fellow about the campaign claiming dead people voted in Georgia, that was thrown out of a court. They said, no, that didn't happen. It is interesting now that everything is whatever it is. I thought the press conference yesterday was amazing. I sat up when we were watching and I go, wow. But I watched it again. I was trying to make notes on it. It is a conspiracy so vast. We go to Brian on 3. Brian, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, what I find interesting about Georgia is, to begin with, because I called like the day after, 2 days after the election, I said, well, we got to know more about this so-called pipe that burst.
Yep.
Well, it turns out it was a leaky toilet. So right there, you got a little bit of scandal. And then that night we went to bed. Evidently, they had something like 98,000 ballots that were just for Biden, and it looked like they were all pristine ballots.
I don't believe that's
true.
They weren't increased. I don't believe that's true either.
Well, we don't know for sure. I mean, all of this stuff's got to come out. I'm just hearing, you know, so we got to get to the bottom of that. But I just find it funny, you know, all the circumstances. All the circumstances together, I mean, why would they say burst pipe when it was a leaky toilet?
But what you're doing, these are square pegs and round holes. I loved that press conference yesterday. I loved them scolding the press and taking guys on. But when I did a second watch, and big deal, and I was trying to tie this together, what are they saying? And they are saying, man, I mean, this is, I can't get my arms around it. Hugo Chavez, the PRC, Cuba, Venezuela, the Clintons, George Soros.
Well, it makes sense. It has to go to court, like you said.
It has to.
You look at,
and they're on the clock right now. And
well, Peter, when somebody lies to me, I have a problem believing them after that. I'm kind of like, when you continually lie to me, I don't believe you no more.
It's called lie on one. Lie on one. But who told the lie? Who told the lie?
Well, obviously there wasn't a burst pipe as a leaky toilet. So we know they
But
shut
you don't
down
know that.
Reason.
I mean, honest to God, you're just supposing
they said
that.
It was a leaky toilet. They said it,
I
Peter,
saw
not
it too. I heard the pipe first as well. We heard the pipe that night. Why did you
they
stop?
They came back and said it was a leaky toilet.
Okay,
that's
well,
what they said.
But either way.
Maybe I'm wrong on that.
Well,
but how come, and then another thing, I just probably try to put puzzles together. How come in New York City, which is we know is highly Democratic, and like
real
Chicago. How come on those he underperformed Barack and Hillary, but in all the swing states he way overperformed? Nothing makes sense. The numbers don't make sense. I'm a numbers man.
That's not the charge. The charge is fraud and RICO, and that's things
that
don't
make sense. Fraud in all the swing states.
We're going to see. All right, Randy's on the other side. 710 KNUS. What a show that was yesterday. That was amazing. But when you're trying to handle what is it that they're saying, it's close to civil war.
There are three ways to reach the show. Call us at 303-696-1971. Text us on the free-to-download 710KNUS app. Or send us an email. Just go to the Peter Boyles page at 710KNUS.com and click on Email the Show.